You know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on 1050 CJNB.
Welcome to FAQ, a program to answer your frequently asked questions from professionals in the Northwest. Linda Macmiak from the Battleford's Chamber of Commerce, Battleford District Chamber of Commerce. So, when we've chatted previously, you talked about a survey that you'd put out about shopping the Battlefords.
Right.
And the impact that that had. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was a study that was done and asking people that if they would consider shifting 10% of their shopping dollars back to the local community, so back in the Battlefords, what that would mean to us. And in the community, it could mean up to 332 new jobs. 15.9, so basically $16 million in employment income, labor income that people would earn, and then a significant amount, $72.7 million in total gross output dollars in the community.
You're not talking 100, you're just saying 10%.
10%, yeah, of their shopping money that right. they currently spend elsewhere. Just ask them to consider shopping it back in the community.
There's got to be some pretty impressive reasons to shop the Battlefords.
Oh, no question. First of all, the local economy, the stimulus in the local economy is significant because not only you're spending your money here, but those local business owners will also turn around and spend their money here, as often they buy from local vendors, farms, or then shop at local accountants, local lawyers, local all of those things in order to get what they need. So that churning of the money in the economy is very important.
It does filter out over a lot of different aspects.
Yes, for sure. But that money is churning way more locally than if you, you know, spend it online. That money's just gone from the community.
Yeah, right? You'll never see it again, and you will not have the impact of, you know, not only benefiting a business, but actually benefiting the social side of the community with donations and stuff, because that never happens.
Yeah. So you could also talk about all the new jobs are predominantly generated by local businesses in a community. And you're right. The nonprofit organizations here receive great support from the business community, the sporting events, the sports teams, and events and volunteerism. That's a significant part of the contribution that business people make.
What are some of the other reasons? I mean, you've got a nice list.
Yep. So customer service is better. Typically, if you know the people that you're dealing with, you know, their neighbors, their friends, you're more apt to be, you're going to see them on the street somewhere
down the road. You can actually talk to somebody. Yeah.
One key thing that people might not remember or think about much is that local business owners invest in the community. They spend a lot of money here. They in many cases put roots down, you know, build buildings, they all of those great things. So there's a significant amount of investment in the community, so they're not so apt to leave. And the public benefits far outweigh public costs. So some would say that infrastructure costs to service businesses cost more, but not if it's a local versus a big box store or a big huge outlet. So that's an important piece. One other thing I would tell you is competition and diversity leads to more consumer choice. I remember years ago a business person telling me they wish there were more businesses in their sector in the community because then people wouldn't have to leave. They could come and shop at many places locally and make their choice and stay here. So that's an important piece as well. Some would argue the environmental impact is reduced, of course, if you're staying locally and not driving elsewhere. Especially we know the carbon tax is going up again April 1st and some other new taxes coming into fuel and so on. So it'll be important for people to consider where they're, you know, going for a drive may not necessarily be that cheapest and easiest way to go. And customer retention rates we know are significantly higher with local businesses. Shopping with people you know, your neighbors, those retention rates, there's a study that's been done that say they are significantly higher if you're shopping in your home community.
So lots of reasons to shop the Battlefords. If people want more information on that or they want to take a look at that survey, how do they get hold of the chamber?
Sure. Chamber of Commerce, battlefordschamber.com, or they can reach us by phone, 306-445-6226.